Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Acts chapter 7, verses 59 and 60. As they stoned him, Stephen prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." He fell to his knees, shouting, "Lord, don't charge them with this sin." And with that, he died. Stephen was one of the seven men appointed to handle the distribution of food to the widows. Chapter 7 reveals that he was also a very fine preacher. He delivered a careful exposition of Old Testament history, which showed that God had repeatedly raised up deliverers of his people, and the Jews had systematically rejected them. And now they had murdered the righteous one, Jesus himself. The sermon did not go down well. Stephen's Jewish audience was infuriated and shook their fists at him. They covered their ears, yelled at the top of their voices, and rushed at him, dragging him out of the city where they stoned him to death. He was the first Christian martyr. As he died, Stephen used words that remind us of what Jesus said as he breathed his last. However, while Jesus had placed himself in his Father's hands, Stephen asked Jesus to receive his spirit. He recognized clearly that Jesus was God himself, so placed his life securely in his Master's hands. His final words were to ask the Lord not to charge his murderers with their sin. They were words of mercy and grace, which are further evidence of how wise and full of the Holy Spirit Stephen was. Today, martyrdom probably doesn't feel like a real threat to us, but globally, there were more Christian martyrs last century than in all the previous centuries of church history put together. Even today, there are Christians who are living under threat of losing their lives. It's important that we keep them in our prayers. May the Lord give them the courage, grace, and wisdom that he gave so long ago to Stephen as he died. It's important that we keep them in our prayers. May the Lord give them the courage and grace and wisdom that he gave so long ago to Stephen. And now let me ask you a question. What do you learn from Stephen's example? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, our Father, we pray today for those who risk their lives out of their love for you. Fill them afresh with your Holy Spirit and grant them the strength to face every challenge. Amen. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier, or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Thanks for joining me, and may God bless you today.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.